spaghetti. There cannot be thunder and lightning with no atmosphere.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And there it is. A spaceship. And it fires lightning at us. Look out!
The makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Far Star.
When the world is trouble and you need a fighting friend who will come on the double and be fighting to the end.
Black Cat Peanut Butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness. And the taste? Well, children love it.
Black Cat Peanut Butter. It's the energy-giving sandwich bread. It's the greatest taste right next to bread. It's the one that helps you get ahead. Black Cat Peanut Butter.
Anyone hurt?
No.
All right, helmets on, spaghetti. Get the spare suit for Cat Sam. Get Jupiter fitted out. Hurry, please. Come on. This is Jet Jungle, Project B, the Far Star. We're in trouble. Hold on to your horses. We're going to take evasive action.
Roger, Jet. Okay, what's going on out there? Who's blasting us, big boy?
I'll talk later. All right, let's see how this spaceship of ours, plus the other two attached to us, can act in an emergency. It's been geared up exactly for this. Let's move her about the skies, shall we? There's the alien spaceship there, turning and following us. Okay, we dive.
You never missed us.
That's right. Now, can we outclimb that thing?
It's keeping pace with us.
Is Jupiter okay, Sam?
Yes, he's all right.
Sam, keep an eye on Ket and Dr. Ket, will you? Are they all strapped in?
Yeah, they're all strapped in,
CJ. Looks as though we can't outspeed them. We can't outmaneuver them. Dusty dens of the Nebula. What kind of weapon do they have? Exactly like a lightning bolt. Sam, take over controls. I'm going out there.
Right, Jet.
The small rockets fitted to my heels, are they? Yes. Okay, Sam?
Got the controls. Yes, Jet.
All right.
Yes, what are you going to do?
Sneak up on them somehow, Spaghetti.
All right. Hatch. Open.
Spaghetti, close it out for me, please.
Okay. Yes.
All right. The enemy ship. Something about 300 meters from us and parallel with us. Okay, Jet, drop back a bit. Incredible. Exactly like a bolt of lightning. Flashes from that spaceship to the Farstar ships. Much more of that and our ships will shatter. I don't know how they stood up to the impact already. I had no time to work it out. Get to that enemy ship. Moving through space. Incredible sight from here. The Farstar craft over there and the enemy spaceship right below me. Did they connect again? Yes. But our ships are still taking the strain just. And that lightning is being fired from the side of the spaceship below me. Okay. Down we go. And
there we are.
Right. So we walk quietly on the spaceship, and it's a kind of a gun. Yes, a long, thin barrel, I wonder. All right, Jet, let's see how strong you really are. Bend this barrel back and point it at the ship at itself. I don't know what kind of metal this is. It's tough.
Jet? Jet, the ship hasn't fired for some time.
I know, Sam.
Anything we can do?
Just wish my biceps good like spaghetti, that's all.
bending. The barrel is bending, and I've bent it in a U. Right, now to get away from here. Still here, Sam. Did you see what happened?
We saw. That ship just disappeared. What did you do?
I just turned the gun on the ship.
What gun?
I'll explain how I join you, Spaghetti. I'm coming across now. Everything all right with our craft?
Everything should be so okay, Jet.
Good. Joining you now.
Our ship has been destroyed.
How?
I'm not sure how. We sent a ship to destroy Jet Jungle and his friends to destroy Project Firestar. You know we did this. We had to. A cosmic disturbance pushed our prisoner, Ket, to them. It could not be allowed that she live.
But she does?
Yes, she does. And our main battleship is destroyed. I would give half the kingdom of Armageddon to know how Jungle did it. And also the woman, the Earth woman, Dr. Ket. She is not so receptive to my thought commands now. Why?
We know not, Noran.
Perhaps because... Yes, it must be so. That the true Ket is with her. Yes, it must be this.
What will happen?
We have nothing to fear. They will come to us.
And then, Noran?
Then, when they come to us, we destroy them.
And after?
After, we move out of this cosmic position... further from the planet called Earth. We move into the suns of Kirion, Hideret, and Gandan, and we conquer life there. It must be so. Ours is a warlike people. We, the astral beings, were born to conquer or vanish in the attempt.
Don't believe it happened.
Well, it did.
Well, I know it did, but I don't believe it.
Well, you'll have to, Spaghetti.
No, I make the findings, Barney.
But what?
How long to Armageddon?
A day and a half now, Spaghetti.
Listen, why don't we make a contact with Earth? Tell them that we're all seasick.
Up here?
For seasick, airsick, spacesick, lightning and thundersick. What's the difference? Then we go home, back to Orion's Peak, and we plant some oak trees.
Some what?
Oak trees.
Oak trees?
Oak trees. Okie doke, trees, okay?
Spaghetti?
And I will finish what I think I was about to say. We plant some tiny oak trees from the acorns. And we do not leave Orion's Peak until they are grown.
Which will take...
Until they are full grown? About 20 years.
Oh, come on, Spaghetti. You know you love this kind of thing.
Adventure? See, sometimes.
Not all the time, huh?
No, not all the time. All I ask is that when this Project Firestar is over, Jet... that we do get to Orion's Peak. That we do spend a little time there.
Spaghetti, look, I'll see what I can do. Huh?
Don't see what you can do. Do it, please.
I think it's time we checked with our fellow astronauts. Sam, please.
Okay. Firestar 1 to Firestar 2, how are you?
Oh, fine, honey, just fine. Look, when we get near Armageddon, let's get this undocking done, huh? We feel safer flying around under our own power, which is most light on you, Mr. Jungle. Not the way you knocked that thing out, but, you know... Hey, always, babe, know that? I bet he steers into the first asteroid he sees. Now we're all okay in here.
Well, that's good to hear, Firestar 2. Firestar 3, how are things?
Well, things are okay here, honey. Hey, what was that thing like bubble came floating up near a command ship some time ago, huh?
It was a little woman, about 2 feet high, blonde hair, very pretty.
You know, ma'am, isolated as we are out here, you've got a rough sense of humor, you know that?
No humor, it actually happened. You'll see when you join us here for briefing after undocking, just off Armageddon.
Okay. Hey, Samantha Muller, honey, does she look like anything like you, huh?
If she does, ma'am, you can all send her down here. We'll keep her company. Otherwise, everything's okay in Firestar 3. Thanks for asking.
All right. Nice to hear you're all okay. Wow, just look at those two.
Which two, Sam?
Dr. Kett and Kett the tiny woman. They're fast asleep, it seems.
Hmm, yes, sir.
What does that mean?
I was trying to work things out, Spaghetti. I think, Kett has modeled herself physically on Dr. Kett.
Modeled herself? She can do that? You mean take different shapes?
Sam, I think so, yes. Don't ask me how I know. It's just a guess at the moment. Anyway, I think she's modeled herself on Dr. Kett, and she's looking to Dr. Kett to help her.
And for us to help as well.
Yes, of course, Spaghetti. And my friends right now?
Well, they're probably in, I suppose, a kind of mental communion.
That's right, Sam.
Well, we just have to ask them when they wake up.
Yes, we'll have to, yes.
Strange. Hey, you don't think when all this is over that I take little Kit home with us and keep her as a mascot?
Spoil.
And you think she can change shapes?
I think so, yes. Just a... something, a hunch, just an idea that came to me, Spaghetti.
Yeah, so why couldn't she change out of the bubble, the prison bubble?
Spaghetti, I didn't say she could walk through substance, did I?
Mm. Well, we'll see.
Jet, do you want me to wake them up?
No, sir, let them sleep on now.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Spaghetti, please, how many times do I have to tell you to... No, I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't seem to worry. Me, I have gray hairs beginning to show.
Beginning, Spaghetti.
You be quiet.
That is so.
And you shut up too, Blackhead. For we know, we can die. Any moment.
That's right, Spaghetti. Any moment.
That's Jungle Talk from one of the kings of the jungle. He's got a healthy roar because he eats a good meal every day. It's the same with you growing youngsters. Get into good eating habits every day, and you're roaring to go.
I'm swimming in the morning, riding in the afternoon, and at the weekend, I'm going on a fishing camp with Dad.
That's Jungle Talk. With Jungle Oats for breakfast every day, you're getting all the natural goodness of golden, sun-ripened oats. With nourishing Jungle Oats for breakfast every day, you're ready to take on anything. Jungle Oats, South Africa's champion energy breakfast.
Jet, you made the funny.
Yeah.
You made the funny because you know I like the funny. Now, mind you, I like the funny as I make better like the funny as you make because the funny's...
Spaghetti, please.
Jet, you are serious?
No, I'm not.
Oh, thank you for telling me. Yeah, but I know what you mean.
Yes, of course. And, Spaghetti, we can expect another attack at any time. In fact, my old friend, we may not escape this one.
Hey, kids, Jet Jungle bicycles are at all OK furniture branches. Only 69 Rand with free crash helmet for club members.
Listen every night, Monday to Friday, to the adventures of Jet Jungle, the fittest man in the world. Project Firestar was brought to you by the makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats.